What's up, my people? Welcome to Dr. Every Woman Presents The Gyn Project. Wow. Ew. Okay, so for the record, I will never make that sound again. Ever. Let's get right into it. My name is Dr. Wendy Goodall McDonald, also known as Dr. Every Woman. 2017 has created or coined this little alias for me. And Dr. Every Woman represents the fact that every woman has quirks and similarities, differences, obviously, but so many of us are alike in many ways. Yes, I am an OB-GYN. I'm also a Chicagoan. I am also somebody who likes to sing to the top of my lungs in my car or in my shower. Who doesn't do that? If you don't, you probably are not going to enjoy this podcast. Let's just put it out there. I don't want to waste your time. But Dr. Every Woman is kind of like the every part of all of us that we celebrate and enjoy and can relate to. So I hope you can hang out with me for a little bit. I want to talk a little bit about the kind of structure of the podcast. So first time podcasting, this is round one. This is December 31st, 2017. Why not do my first podcast on the day before the new year? Boom. I plan to cover a multitude of topics. There's going to be three main sections of the podcast. One section is going to be the women's health side, and it's going to kind of focus on physical, you know, issues and questions that people often ask me as a gynecologist. I have decided to call that segment the Popcorn Diaries. The Popcorn Diaries? What? If you don't know by now, I published my first book also in December of 2017. Woo woo! The title of the book is It Smells Just Like Popcorn. What smells like popcorn, Dr. Wendy? What? Well, here's the thing. Women come to me asking about issues, including smell, often. It's one of my primary complaints. Doc, I'm itching, or doc, I'm irritated, or doc, it smells. Personal areas, private areas, the vagina. Oh, you're going to hear vagina a lot. If you're nervous about that, then again, not your podcast. Tally up reasons why this might not be your podcast. And if you do, you know, at the end of this thing or you're zero, then subscribe and let's be cool. But anyway, so one of my favorite questions of all times, you know, patient walks into the office, she comes to my exam table, we're sitting, we're chatting. It smells, doc, it smells. Well, what does it smell like? Does it itch? No, it doesn't itch. Is it irritated? No. Well, what is the smell? And I'm prepared for, you know, fish or must, you know, onions. Gotten a lot of complaints in the past. And she said popcorn. And when I tell you I had a hard time holding a straight face, as a physician, it's kind of frowned upon to laugh in your patient's face. But I literally had a hard time. I was, you know, had to choke it back like I was choking, you know. Ooh, got a little saliva down my windpipe, you know. Remember back when people used to say windpipe? Anyway. And so, you know, I said to her, why is that? I don't understand. Do you eat popcorn? And she said, no, I don't really eat a lot of popcorn. And then I said, well, this is really random. And she says, no, I Googled it, which, you know, is like nails on a chalkboard for a doctor. But, you know, it's cool. I'm over that. I just, you know, it's kind of funny because she says, I Googled it, which led me, as her doc, I got to stay informed. I got to stay on top of things to Google it as well. And she was right. Do you know she's not the only one out here who thinks that her vagina smells like popcorn? She's not. She's not alone. And there are a multitude of women from a variety of different places and times and symptoms and backgrounds who had popcorn issues. And it made me say that, my friend, is a book title. It smells just like popcorn. Actually, to be completely transparent, the first title was It Smells Like Popcorn. And then I tried to buy that domain name and it was already taken by a popcorn company. That's ridiculous. Oh my God. So I said, you know what? Y'all not going to deter me with your popcorn goodness. We are going to make this thing happen anyway. It smells just like popcorn. So again, good times. And so the Popcorn Diaries are going to talk about a multitude of topics, including my book. And we're going to probably take some pages out of the book, but that's going to be fun. I think that my first round of episodes from the Popcorn Diaries are going to focus on the five senses. What? Yes, she's going to talk about the sense of smell, touch, taste, sight, and... what is the fifth sense? Smell, touch, taste. Oh, hearing. You can't hear your vagina. I mean, maybe you can. Actually, listen. Nothing's off limits. Nothing's off limits in the Gyn Diaries. The GYN Diaries will not be deterred by a question of what will a podcast episode about lady parts that focuses on hearing be about. You're just going to have to wait and see. You're just going to have to tune in and be ready. And I'm excited myself because I don't know what we're going to talk about at all, but we're going to make it work. That's what we're going to do. So that's the Popcorn Diaries. The second fraction, if you will, of the GYN or the Gyn project is going to be Windy City Lady Parts. Windy City, Chicago. I have a little Chicago story to tell. Today, actually not today because it's after midnight, yesterday, the 30th of December, I went out to my car prepared for a wonderful day to shoot a music video. Kendrick Lamar, Be Humble, he's amazing, and we have decided to parody his song to make it about women's health and about mental health, and it's going to be entitled Be Healthy, and it's so dope. We went to shoot the music video. And I get to my car and I said, man, my door looks like it's ajar. You know, like I'm not usually one to not close my car door all the way. I might not lock my car because I don't have automatic locks and I have kids. I have three children and I, you know, want to come out to the car. It's a cold day. I want them to be able to just get in while I'm locking the door, go get in the car, kids. I don't have to wait for me to go, you know, unlock my driver's side door. So, you know, I'm good for leaving the car unlocked. And I have been ransacked a number of times in the past where I go in my car and I can open the glove department and see, or I can open the door and see that somebody's been in my glove compartment looking for money, I'm sure. I have nothing. So, you know, good luck with that. I actually even one time found in the passenger side seat of Jimmy, like where somebody left their little thing that they used to try to break into people's cars. In my car seat. And you know what I did? I took it in the house because if you come back tomorrow looking for it, I got it. It's mine now. It's like the school teacher back in the day, you know, where you left, you were playing with something and they took it. It's mine now. You know, you're not going to mess around and keep your thievery stuff, you know, on my watch. Anyway, go to the car, towards a jar. I'm like, ugh, been in my car again. What was in the car? Nothing but my books in the back. They don't want those. Except maybe they do. Yep, looked in that young back trunk area, and my two boxes of multiple copies of my books, It Smells Just Like Popcorn, and My Body Is My Temple, are gone. Who in the middle of the night, on the mean streets of Chicago, Chirac as they call it, walks down the street with two big old heavy boxes of books? First of all, y'all must have been going together because they were the boxes were too bulky for one person to carry and heavy, and it's icy outside. So it's a recipe for disaster. Two, you probably were driving. Do we drive around neighborhoods looking for unlocked cars? And when we find one, we say, oh, you know what I'm going to take out of this car? Her books. Chicago, I'm so disappointed in you. Still love my city. Still rep it strong, but made me sad. I digress for a few minutes. Yep. So back to the topic, Windy City Lady Parts. Windy City Lady Parts is not going to be about health topics. It's going to be more about life topics. So now we're talking about, you know, women in careers who are doing big things, or even men. Listen, we're equal opportunity. I'm a feminist, but my husband's a feminist too. And my kids, my sons are feminists, and my daughter. We are girl power all the way, but that doesn't mean that we can't each share in each other's victories, share in each other's defeats, learn from each other no matter what. So Windy City Lady Parts is going to talk about ways that, you know, we can further our careers, things that we want to do that other people are doing. And let's, you know, see how they do the daggone thing. You know, we'll talk about, you know, parts of life. How do we do this whole motherhood parenting thing, whether it's as a single mother, whether it's as a mother with a significant other and still having to navigate that space, you know, of how to do it and do it and do it well. So that's going to be a fun little segment. I look forward to having guests on that segment, you know, talking about a variety of different segments of life. And it's going to be fun. I look forward to that. I'm going to get to play my little Oprah. Chi-town. Anyway. And then the third faction of the Gyne Project is going to be entitled Southside With Me, which I love. Love that title because Southside With You was the motion picture that was put together to chronicle Barack and Michelle Obama's first date in Chicago on the South Side. Okay, you're going to not like this moment. I did not love this movie. I really didn't. We were sitting in the theater, and I was excited that we were out. It was like a, you know, my husband and I finally get out of the house, and we were excited to do that. And I'm sitting here like, this movie's so boring. I mean, I guess, I don't know what I was going to expect for a two-hour movie about, you know, literally a four-hour or five-hour span of time. And there were moments, there were good moments, you know, where Barry is up here talking to the community and they're loving him, and you know, Michelle is being Michelle, and you know, there were highlights. But as a general movie, I was like, y'all could have done better than this. But it still was a wonderful movie. I'm glad I saw it. You know, Baskin Robbins in Hyde Park is a favorite, or was a favorite, and the little, they have a little book, what's it called, rock monument with their picture on it, and over there, you know, near where we take the kids, get their hair cut. So I feel real connected to the book. I mean, to the, oh my God, I keep talking about books. I'm still on my mind, you know, Chicago stole my books. Anyway, but I feel real connected to the movie. So Southside With You was the movie title. Southside With Me is going to be my section title, where we deal with relationship stuff. So backdrop on that, I've been married to my lovely husband for, it'll be 12 years this year in 2018. We got married at the tender age of 24, and I am 36, knocking on 37. And it's a good time in our lives to be grown and to be married and to have three kids and to have gone through a lot of highs and lows in that time and to have, you know, advice. But it's not just going to be about us. This is also going to be a time where he and I'll talk, but I'll talk. And again, guests, you know, let's talk about it. Let's deal with this thing called relationships or marriage. I think marriage is a beautiful thing, but it is not intuitive. People say marriage takes work, and you don't know what that even means until you're in that bad boy. But this is going to be a good time as well to just try to figure out life as we know it in this section of having other people that you live with. So those are the three components of the Gyne Project. And it's only the Gyne Project because I'm a gynecologist. And so even though there's going to be a lot of sections that have nothing to do with gyne, you know, the part of the word G-Y-N relates to women, and I'm a woman, and I'm Dr. Every Woman. And so I figure, hey, you know, I asked you ladies and men and gentlemen what you thought I could entitle this thing. And this was a crowd favorite, and I like it. I think it works. But within the Gyne Project, there will be the Popcorn Diaries, Windy City Lady Parts, and Southside with moi. What else is going to set this little podcast aside? Well, as you noticed, my little Bodak hello intro was the highlight of my little, you know, beginning of this journey, this venture into podcastdom. Every section or every episode, I plan to either open with a song, a different song. It's not going to always be Cardi B. Let's trust that. I mean, no shade, Cardi, but we ain't that close. So it'll always open with a song. I may sing on the track. I may rap on the track. I may just listen to the track because it's a dope track. I look forward to that, actually. I have a couple in mind for that that I'm just going to play. I'm going to go Spike Lee on y'all and just play the song. You know what I mean? Let you vibe with me. Good Vibrations 2018. But today, we are going to close out this little episode with a song. And it's going to be Bodak Yellow, also known as my version, entitled Bodak Hello. I hope y'all enjoy it. I appreciate you for joining me on this venture. This is, like I said, the first of many, and it will evolve, and it will change, and it will grow, and I look forward to it, and I hope you do too. And soon I will also have connections that I will post or talk about just to get at me with questions. Right now, hit up if you have questions, you have topics you want me to cover in any of those sections, or just in general, you just want me to talk, because I do that real easily. I love it. Get at me on the Facebook page. You can either go to my Facebook page, Wendy Goodall McDonald. You can go to the Dr. Every Woman Facebook page, which has like 5 followers, which I love. Love you 5 people who are out there who follow me on Dr. Every Woman. And or you can go to the Gynecoblogic. The Gynecoblogic was the origins of my blogness and just, you know, brand. Me and Dr. Shelly Agarwal, love you, Shells. But we started that blog, and it's really a great place to learn about information. We are going to post probably more frequently in 2018, but the posts are very informative and entertaining, and you'll love them. But that Facebook page has way more followers, way more activity. The Gynecoblogic, if you can find that, if you can spell that out. Maybe better off just going to either my page or Dr. Every Woman. But again, post wherever you post, I'll see it, because I do stay on social media probably more than I should. And I will see the post and see what questions you have, and I'll look forward to covering those topics. Without further ado, let us re-enter the world of Cardi Beat'em and get into that Bodak Hello, and then I'll see y'all in the next episode. Say hello, miss, you can come see me. I'll take care of you, adolescent and mature women. Gynecological, it's your body, you should listen close. I'll be proud of y'all. If you think something's feeling off, give your doc a call. You don't have to be shy or fearful. Say you don't gotta worry if something is new. I am holistically natural, but science loving too. When I'm quick to make that phone call to someone medical, I am a woman and a doctor who wants to see you be more healthy. Try to lessen that health disparity, because some barriers are trust, some are because of the fee. I will share some wellness pearls and hope you don't get tired of me. Honestly, it's an honor to bring better clarity. Dr. Google ain't a doc, you can't trust everything you read. If you ignore or deny changes that you just don't wanna see, you may miss your chance to catch and treat and stop early disease. That's why I care for my girls, cause we are diamonds and pearls. I just want you to be safe and be aware of new change. I'm here for you just in case you're not okay. Wellness is one thing you want, though it's not flashy to flaunt, but you need it. Be your own health advocate. Prevention is important. Yeah. See y'all next time. Dr. Every Woman signing off.